10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It's Monday, December 16th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys so much for being here. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We are so happy to be back with you. JC out again today, taking some of those vacation days. So we've got Steph here with us. What's up?
Hey, happy Monday.
Yeah, I know. It's like I had a revelation last night, and I'm sure a lot of you are having this revelation, where it's like, oh my gosh, Christmas is next week, and I'm not ready. And so last night I was kind of like stressing out, like little things, people that I have to get gifts for, people where you don't know what kind of relationship you have as far as gifts go. Like, are we gift friends or are we just like Merry Christmas friends? So yeah. I'm like trying to pick up a little things that could go either way. And so, yeah, it was just kind of last night it all hit me.
Yeah. And it comes by so quick, especially trying to figure out. And then it doesn't help that with everything going on as far as like deliveries go, everything's just backed up. And actually, speaking of Mercedes, one of the gifts I got you, it's still in Canada.
Oh, no worries. No worries. What'd you give me? That's Canadian.
I don't want to give anything away, but I got you two little things, and one of the little things is still, it said it was going to be here on the 16th. So when I went to go check, I'm like, hey, where is that thing I got from Mercedes for Christmas? I went on the app and I was like, your item is still in Canada.
Oh,
I'm like,
no worries.
Oh, so I owe you a second part of a gift.
It'll be a nice thing to come back to after the holidays if I don't get it before the holidays. So, you know, when everything is said and done and then January comes and you're like, here's a gift. Like, whoa, I was not expecting this. So that's a good thing.
And thank you for your suggestion, because I was talking to you about how this is our first Christmas away from family. And we were thinking about things to do around town. And you brought up Ethel M. And we went to the Ethel M. Cactus Garden. And it's so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. I love that place. I seriously love that place. And the price is right, too. It's
$3.
$3 donation goes to Help of Southern Nevada and Three Square Food Bank. So your money is going somewhere that is going to help the community. And it's just such a fun time.
We had Mexican hot chocolate. We were kind of bummed because when you go to the cafe, there's a lot of treat options.
Yeah.
And we were looking on Instagram stories just like of all the people that have posted about people that have been there. And then there was this little kid that made these cookies from Ethel M. look so good. So we were looking forward to the cookies. But unfortunately, they sold out.
Oh, you got to get there early.
Exactly. They're like, hey, sorry, we sold out. So thank you for your suggestion.
Oh, I'm so glad you had fun. I loved the pictures. I was like, oh, they went. And you guys looked so cute. You had your Santa hat on.
Yes.
And you looked so adorable.
I love that. Big old red puffer jacket. I wanted to fit in like I was a part of Santa's elves.
So. Was there a lot of people there?
There was a ton of people there. It was really busy. But the thing is, the line moves by really quickly.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. It's like a constant flow. It's not like you're just stuck there waiting in line or anything like that.
Yeah. What did you do this weekend? Did you have any plans?
This weekend, honestly, Friday night we went out for my daughter's birthday and we took her and some of her friends out to dinner, and that was a lot of fun. And then after that, I did nothing.
Nice.
I stayed home. I just, you know, I'm right now, I'm like, the end of year gets me really stressed out, and I feel bad because I can tell my husband gets kind of cabin fever and he wants to go do stuff. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. This week has been insane. And I just want to stay home. And he's really sweet about it. He's like, no worries. I totally get it. Do you want to watch a movie or something? And so, yeah, I'm almost done with Drive to Survive, the show on Netflix about F1.
Yeah.
And I'm so obsessed. I'm so obsessed. And I'm kind of bummed that I wasn't obsessed before the race was here. It's like, and they're gone. And now I'm like, oh, I wish I would have gone down and like some of the driver activities and stuff like that. But yeah, I watched that. Lots of football yesterday. So it was a fun weekend for me. Got to catch up on a lot of sleep, so I'm not going to complain about that whatsoever.
Yeah.
We've got a lot coming up on the show today. Oh my gosh. First of all, we are getting you your chance to pick a present for the 12 days of Christmas. We've only got like 4 gifts left.
I know.
It's like so bare under there, but they, you never know what you are going to draw. So make sure you are listening. That happens right around 9:40 this morning. Also, some really cool prizes to give away. Awakening tickets. We've got Collective Soul tickets. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to have a guest in studio, Willow Johnson. She is one of the newest players on the Vegas Thrill professional women's volleyball team. Their season is starting up January 10th. There's going to be a cool open house event we're going to talk to her about. And I don't know if people know this, but Willow Johnson, she is the daughter of Hall of Fame pitcher Randy Johnson.
So cool.
Yeah, so we'll have to talk to her about that. A lot on the way, so stick around. But right now, let's get to the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Vogue by Madonna? I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage.
I'm only happy when it rains. Feel good when things are going wrong. I only listen to the sad, sad song. I'm only happy when it rains.
Or Do You Want to Hear Wherever You Will Go by The Calling. Your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or just text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. What is the oddest thing that you saw someone selling online? Steph saw something that is weird, but I think is actually pretty creative. That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage is the pre-show you pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick them.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. 'Tis the season to give gifts. And if you're looking for a creative gift, I think you, Steph, may have found it. I've never heard of anyone selling these items. And if you have heard of someone selling something weird, we want to hear about it. 702-364-9400. What did you see?
So actually, this is my friend who saw it, and he posted it on Instagram stories. So I'm going through Instagram stories, you know. And then there's this random screenshot that he posted of someone's hand. And it was as if they were trying to give like a fist. And underneath it, it looked like a Facebook Marketplace post, as if someone was selling a fist. Well, turns out someone is selling a fist bump for $5. The cap description reads, "I'll give you a fist bump, pickup only."
So you pay $5 and you go find this guy and he'll give you a fist bump and there you go.
That's exactly one of the postings. And then I keep going. His second Instagram story is another Facebook Marketplace post. This time it has a picture of a thumbs up. Underneath it says, "I'll agree with you for $5. Description, any topic. Share your opinion and I'll agree. I'll tell you you're right. This will boost your confidence. Only $5.
I really like this one, but I think that he can make more money by changing one thing. So this is all like in person. Like you say something and he's like, "Yes, I agree." What about doing this online? Like instead of like a fist bump, you say, "I will go and like your post. Give me $5. I'll like your post."
Oh.
And then the other one, the agreeing comment, that's a comment supporting whatever it is you just posted. Or maybe you want to make like someone jealous and you can pay someone and they'll make a comment like, "Wow, you look absolutely beautiful. Your boyfriend is so lucky to have you." And then your boyfriend sees that, is like, "Who is this?" And oh my gosh, there's something there. We should start selling, commenting, and liking online.
Do you think, though, that $5 is a reasonable price, or do you think we up it and make a little bit more profit?
Oh, it's got to be more expensive, because I'm sorry, if I'm going to agree with you on something that's especially something I typically wouldn't agree with, you're going to have to pay me for that. If you're going to, you know, make me pay me to go on there and tell you how beautiful you look, yeah, you know, I could get into some hot water with my husband. So it's got to be worth my time so I can say, hey, look how much money I made doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. But what about they ask you to help you with politics?
Oh, gosh.
Would you name your price on politics, or is that just off limits for
you?
Well,
if I agree with them, yeah, I'll give them a discount. If I don't agree with them, forget it. I'm done.
Oh, I love it.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2187.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:03 on Monday, December 16th. JC out again today. So Steph and I are here picking up the show. I have to tell you, this weekend, there was something that happened that really made me so happy. Did your parents ever like tell you if they did or didn't like one of your friends?
Yes, there's one friend in particular I have in mind.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So with my kids, I've never been shy about telling them what I thought of their friends. I'm like, hey, I like them. I don't like them. There's something about them that I don't trust. And so on Friday, my daughter, it was her birthday, and she had a little dinner with her friend. Here at over at Durango Station, and so they got their own big table, and then Matt and I sat away from them, but I got to meet all of them, and I had met a couple of them before. I met all of them, and I absolutely loved every single one of her friends.
That's
that has
awesome.
Never happened to me before. There's always
really?
Been one that I just like, something doesn't sit right with them. They were all so sweet. They were all so cool. You know what? Something that really goes a long way with me is if like they initiate conversation where it's not just you asking all the questions and they're like, how are you doing? How's your holiday so far? I'm like, what? Are you asking me questions? I loved it. They were the nicest people. Yeah, there were people in the past where I was just like, there's something about that girl I do not trust. And then lo and behold, something happens. Do you ever tell your kids, or did your parents ever tell you, there is a friend of yours I don't like, and why didn't they like them? Who was it for you?
So I remember in middle school, there was this girl that I was best friends with. Her name was Tammy Castillo. And Tammy Castillo would come over, and my mom would overhear her talking. And I guess a lot of the conversations my mom overheard her was, she was really boy crazy. She would talk about how boys were cute, and this guy was so cute, and blah, 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 blah. And I remember one of the days she came over, and she left. My mom said, please be aware that I feel like Tammy's just a little too boy stir crazy. And I... turns out she was. And she was a really bad influence on me, because she would say, hey, let's go ditch school to hang out with Sam and Joey. And I did. I know. And
then bad influence friend.
Yeah. And I know after that, I was like, yeah, I can't do this. And slowly we grew apart, and my mom predicted it. There's something about a mom's intuition.
There is. I'm serious. My mom had the same thing. It was with Liz Meyer. She never wanted me hanging out with her. She's like, she is trouble. She is going to get you in trouble. She is going to backstab you. I just have a feeling about her. And lo and behold, she was trouble. She got me in trouble. She backstabbed me.
No.
She did all of those things. So I went to homecoming with this one guy, and she liked him. And the night of homecoming, after the homecoming, we all went to her house for a party. And he went to take me home because I had a curfew. He went back to the party, and she hooked up with him that night. On the very night of homecoming.
What?
I was devastated. He told me the next day, he's like, sorry, I don't think this is going to work out. I was like, it was Liz, wasn't it? And he's like, what? I'm like, my mom told me.
Yes.
My mom told me. So kids, listen to your moms. If they don't trust one of your friends, listen to your moms. They know.
They do. They do.
But I'm so happy. I have nothing to say about all my daughter's friends this time. They were like so great.
And
I was so happy.
I love it when kids too. They're like saying thank you. Thank you for having me over. That's the best.
They were giving me hugs. They're like, thank you for dinner. That was so fun. I hope I see you again. I'm like, who are these angels? Yeah. Like, where did you find them?
My daughter doesn't even hug me.
I was so happy. All right. We have a lot coming up this morning at 8 o'clock. We're going to have a guest in studio, Willow Johnson. She's one of the newest players on our professional women's volleyball team, the Vegas Thrill. She's going to be joining us in studio, and I'm super excited, not just to ask her about the upcoming season and all that they have going on. She is Hall of Fame pitcher Randy Johnson's daughter. So I can't wait to ask her about that too. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. 7:30, we have the Mega Minute, your tickets to check out Awakenings over at the Wynn Las Vegas. And with the Mega Minute, 8:20, we are going to get you tickets to see Collective Soul. Right now, though, we're going to get what's trending. Last night was the series finale of Yellowstone. The spoiler-free recap and details on the reported sequel coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Yellowstone is trending this morning. Last night was the highly anticipated series finale of Yellowstone on Paramount Plus. No spoilers here, guys. But what did you think? How did you feel about the ending if you're a fan? Do you watch the show, Steph?
I've never seen an episode, but you talk about it.
Oh my gosh, it's such a great show. I am really critical of some of these series finales. Like The Sopranos, I didn't love that ending until years later.
What about
I realized
Game of Thrones ending?
Game of Thrones, wasn't a fan of. Yellowstone, I liked it. I was really satisfied. I felt like they did the show justice, but that's just me. I'm really curious. I haven't talked to anyone about the show yet this morning. And if you're a fan, what did you guys think? 702-364-9400. Maybe you haven't seen it yet, but I really thought it was well done the way they wrapped up. The show's about the tensions between the family members of the Dutton family, they really escalated on that final episode, and the fate of the ranch and the legacy kind of hung in the balance. But you can look forward to a spinoff, which is set to continue the whole Dutton story with new conflicts and characters. The sequel will reportedly include Yellowstone in its title. And Kelly Riley, who plays Beth Dutton on the show, she is rumored to be the star of the spinoff, along with Cole Hauser, who plays Rip. She said in an interview, "The truth is, there is nothing definitive or set right now. We just want to end this chapter of Yellowstone because it deserves it. We're talking a lot about the future, but I just want everyone to see these last six episodes as their finale. And then, if there is a future, and if Taylor Sheridan writes something else for us, we've both said we are there."
How many seasons are there in the show?
Oh, gosh. I think it was six.
Okay, and how long are episodes?
Like an hour, just under an hour, I'd say, something like that. Although last night's episode was an hour and 50 minutes. It was because they had to wrap it all up.
Yeah.
But it is worth the watch. You'll get sucked in right away. I just felt like everything was tied up neatly in a bow, with still the possibility of more to happen if they wanted it to happen.
If you were to describe the show from like other shows, like a crossover, like it's kind of like this show and that show mixed together. Do you have like those type of similarity, or is it just like a completely different show that you've never really seen before?
It's kind of like, let me ask GPT here. Describe the show Yellowstone, comparing it to other TV shows. Let's see what ChatGPT has to say. Yellowstone is, it's a modern, let me see what other, Succession.
Oh.
It's comparing it to Breaking Bad.
Really?
And it's comparing it to Dallas from the 80s. Also, The Sopranos. So there you go. If you like those shows, it's kind of like all of those tied into one. And that is what's trending.
Yay!
Mix Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. This is the last week of school for Clark County. Finals this week, and a lot of you are taking the time to thank your teachers for a great first semester, as you should. And I know that one of the biggest challenges for me as a parent was always getting gifts for the teachers, because you want to get them something practical. You want to get them something that they could use. I always felt like gift cards were the way to go. But I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was texting her like, hey, what do teachers really want for the holidays? And what's interesting is she said, anything is appreciated, but there is one thing we do not want. And I'm going to save that for a second to see if any teachers can guess what that is. 702-364-9400. And while we're on it, what is something to get teachers? Because you get so much, and it's like, do they need school supplies? Is that a terrible gift? Because yeah, it's going to be used for the school. It's not really for you. Or food. Gift cards. What is the thing? 702-364-9400. Did you ever get your teacher's presents?
I never got my teacher anything. I didn't know that they were like really, I didn't know if they were expecting anything. And I wonder if people still do the old timey thing of apples. Do still kids still give teachers apples?
I have never given my teacher an apple. I don't know if any other teachers out there have gotten one, but let's talk to Christy. Christy is a Spanish teacher. Hi, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
All right, two-part question. Let's go with part one first. What do teachers really want for the holidays? If you're going to get something for a teacher, what would you love to get?
Coffee gift cards.
Coffee gift cards. So Starbucks, Dutch Bros.
Starbucks, Dutch Bros.
Anything like that.
Actual coffee.
Oh, wow. You're willing to put in the work, huh? And do the brewing yourself. Okay, part two. And I want to see if you answer this question like my girlfriend did, who is a teacher. She says there's one thing that we do that we definitely don't want, but we still get. Do you know what that is?
Yes, mugs. No mugs, please.
Oh my gosh. That is exactly what she said. She's like, I cannot tell you. I have so many mugs. I don't need all these mugs. If your gift's in a mug, don't bother. Just give me the gift without the mug. Is that just something you keep getting?
Yes, we get lots of mugs every year, and it is appreciated, but I am mugged out.
Christy, as a teacher, is there something that you received that you were grateful for, but then you realize, like, I'm never going to use this?
Yes, bath salts. Love them. Thank you, but I won't use them.
Bath salts. I think that's a good one in general. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people end up using those. I could be wrong. Heidi, you are a kindergarten teacher. Tell us what you really want and what you really don't want.
What I love from the kids is personal gifts from their heart, like things that they've made or drawn.
Oh, you are a true, like, teacher. I love that. So anything handmade is good with you?
Yeah, like, it doesn't have to have a monetary, like,
value.
Yes, exactly.
What is
I actually prefer something like they, like, have drawn or maybe even made.
That really goes a long way. That shows you that they took the time. And are you on the mug agreement? Do you not want mugs?
Oh, absolutely. And I agree, but I literally took one of my coworkers a mug.
But what if it has their name on it? Like if it said Heidi on it? I think those are cute, right?
That's different. Like a personalized gift. I have gotten those. Those are really beautiful.
That's good to know. I didn't think of that. We're getting tons of texts here. This one says, I'm a high school teacher. Every grade is different, and once elementary school teachers have it best because their parents buy the most. I would take anything, including a mug. I usually love getting personal notes of gratitude, though. You don't even have to spend money to make a teacher feel appreciated. Just send them a note. That's from Mrs. Denton. This one says, get them a certificate for a spa day. This one says, I'm a teacher. Amazon or Target gift cards, please. No coffee. This one says, don't give candles. I teach elementary PE, and I just want the gift of listening.
Oh, gift of listening.
Can we just do that, kids? Can we just listen? That would be such a gift in and of itself. But I can't tell you how many anti-mug texts we're getting.
Really?
Like, don't want another coffee mug. No mugs, please. Maybe no mugs. Mugs are something I don't need anything. So keep that in mind, that they're doing well with the mugs.
Sounds good.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
On Friday, I don't know if you guys saw this, the United Healthcare office complex here in Las Vegas was vandalized with graffiti reading, deny, depose, defend. Although they spelled defend wrong. Did you see that?
Yeah, isn't it like defended?
Yeah, like, oh my gosh. If you're gonna make sure you graffiti something, at least spell it correctly. The three words more commonly refer to the critical assessment of health insurance providers and how they prioritize denying medical claims. They were the words that were on those shell casings that were found near United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson's body after he was gunned down outside of Midtown Manhattan hotel earlier this month. They're saying that they graffitied the building. It was quickly cleaned up, but right now they're just keeping an eye on all healthcare offices throughout the country, worried about additional retaliation over just the dismal healthcare industry.
Did they say they had any suspects on who vandalized that place here in town?
So far, they have nothing. I'm not sure if they are continuing to investigate it or if they're just, you know, going to clean up after that. But it's definitely something that they're keeping their eyes on. And yeah. I think they should probably have additional security outside some of those buildings. Also this morning, not the way you want to spend your birthday. Jamie Foxx, he was celebrating his 57th birthday at Mr. Chow's in Beverly Hills on Friday when, according to reports, some people at a nearby table were getting really loud and obnoxious. So I guess Jamie Foxx asked them to kind of just chill out. He was with his family, and someone from that table then threw a glass at him, hitting him in the mouth and then cutting his birthday celebration short because he had to go to the hospital to get stitches.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the cops were called and the investigation continues. He jumped on Instagram yesterday to update fans. He said, "The devil is busy, but I'm too blessed to be stressed." He thanked fans. He even plugged his Netflix special. What happened was number one on Netflix. He said, "If you haven't checked it out, please go check it out. It's from my heart and my soul," but he's doing okay. It's just, what a way to spend your birthday.
And I'm glad he's okay, but it's like, it doesn't give you any right to throw anything. And even what makes me upset too is I think I saw this past weekend Billie Eilish was performing and something was thrown at her too.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that in the Hot 3 next hour.
Okay.
But yeah, people
oh,
are
gosh.
Just they're just throwing stuff at
no.
people, and I don't understand, like, one, is it for attention, which is wrong. Two, it's trying to hurt. If it's trying to hurt them, that's wrong. Why would you even do that? In no situation is that okay to throw something at someone.
Never.
So we'll keep you updated on that. And then finally this morning, a new travel trend is emerging, and it is called flying naked. Now, it's not what you think. It involves traveling without any baggage or carry-on items, and it is growing in popularity. You know, ultralight travel, not a new idea, but people are talking about it more now because of all the frustrations over rising airline baggage fees, which actually cost passengers around $7 billion last year in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
Some travelers have tried creative hacks like wearing a bunch of layers of clothes or using pillowcases to avoid fees, but the methods, they're known to backfire. Despite its appeal for saving money, this minimalist approach does pose a practical challenge, especially for longer trips. But I have flown naked before when I was going to LA for one day to do something, and it was so weird to just take my purse. I had no suitcases, no checking in, anything. I just had my purse and that was it because I was coming back that night, so I didn't need anything. And it is the weirdest feeling ever.
It doesn't even feel like you're going to a new city or another city. It just feels like you're going down, you're gonna go shopping. And I've done this before too, and it was for my interview for this job.
Really?
And it was the weirdest thing. Our boss, he's like, "Hey, you're coming in at this time, and then you're leaving around this time." And I was only here for like, what, maybe 6 hours. But it was the weirdest feeling. Like you said, I don't have any suitcases. I don't have to check anything in. I just have a bag.
I truly feel naked on that, but that's the new way to travel. So there you go. All right. Coming up, we are ready to play Beat Mercedes. JC's out today, so Steph is in charge of Beat Mercedes. This should be good. I'm looking forward to it. A $700 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Are you up for the challenge? Caller 20, you get to take a shot. Will you be able to guess the song faster than I can? We're coming to the end of the year. A $700 diamond pendant would be an amazing gift. So let's see who is ready to take me on and beat Mercedes. Caller 20, you are playing 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it is Minden Monday, and that means it's time to play Beat Mercedes. Good morning, Melanie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mercedes?
We are great. It is a $700 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, up for grabs today. I'm hoping you can get it. I would love to give this away before the holidays. It would make the perfect gift for yourself, Melanie, or for someone that you love. So here's the deal. JC is out today, so Steph is going to be in charge of this one. She's got the song all ready to go for you, so I'm going to leave you in good hands with her. Okay, Melanie?
All right. I take you down.
All right, I'm headed out. I hope you take me down too. I'm headed out. Bye, guys.
All right, Melanie. Mercedes, she's taking off her headphones. She's stepping outside the studio. Melanie and I were talking off the air. You said you were a teacher. Did you want to shout out your school?
Yeah, hey to everybody at Jim Bridger Middle School, where I teach theater.
Oh my gosh, shout out you guys. So here's how it works. If you haven't heard the game before, you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you want to say "got it" loud and proud. I'll stop the clock and you have 5 seconds to say something. Okay, Melanie?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put some audio in. I'm going to get my timer ready. All right. The next sound that you hear will be the song. Melanie? The song and the timer, it starts now.
I got it.
Oh. Okay, what is it?
Actually, I think I'm wrong now. I thought it was Alphaville.
Okay, oh, you thought it was what again?
Forever Young, Alphaville, until it got further in the song.
Oh,
I think
no.
I'm wrong.
I'm writing down your time, and no, unfortunately, that's not the right one. Let me get Mercedes in here. Okay, I'm writing down your time. Mercedes is walking in. All right, she's coming in. She's putting in her headphones. Melanie, stay on the line. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
I like that way that we did it.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you like that?
I was just standing out there. It was complete silence. And then I hear in a loudspeaker, Mercedes, you can come in now.
It didn't feel like that the voice of God.
Yeah, that was so bizarre, but I liked it. Okay. All right.
Putting down Melanie's time.
Okay.
Okay. And then you know how it works. You say, got it. I stop the clock. And if you beat her, we'll see how it goes. All right.
Okay. Let's do it.
The song and the timer. It starts now.
Got it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I only because I have a history with that song. That was really easy. It's Again by Janet Jackson.
Okay. Melanie, she stopped the clock and she was confident. She said, got it. But unfortunately, she stopped the clock at 10.5 seconds, and she thought it was Forever Young by Alphaville.
Oh, I could totally hear that. I could totally hear that, yeah. Melanie. That is a fair guess.
Yeah.
But how long did it take me?
You took 1.38 seconds, Mercedes. You are just way too good.
Oh, my gosh.
Game.
Well, Melanie, hey, don't feel bad about not beating me, because I actually think that's a really good guess, just considering how both of those songs start. But yeah, that was my breakup song with my boyfriend.
Oh,
and
it was?
Yeah, one of my first boyfriends. It was our breakup song. So I think I've listened to that song 72,811 times. Like, I know that song by heart. So sorry, Melanie. That means that we did not get a winner for the $700 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Hey, if you are looking for a gift this holiday season, He's got everything in every price range, so you got to go check him out. And also, if you're getting engaged this holiday, this is the place to go. So thank you, Michael, for sponsoring Beat Mercedes. Another day, another person who couldn't beat me. But one of these days, we'll get one.
One day, yes.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Someone said something to me this weekend that low-key offended me, but then I was thinking more about it, and I was like, this would only offend someone if they were from Las Vegas. You could be from any other city in the country. It would not offend you. But I was just like, okay, whatever. Is there something that someone could say that would only insult people here in Las Vegas? 702-364-9400. I guess Friday was early decision day for a lot of colleges.
Oh, really?
And yeah, my daughter had her birthday party and she had a couple of senior friends there. And some of them got accepted early decision to some really good schools across the country. So we finished up dinner. We were all in a group standing in the casino and talking. And I saw some friends that I knew. I hadn't seen them in a while. I guess they were having a holiday party. Their business was. So we started talking and she was asking, we're like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, it's Brooklyn's birthday. And we just started talking about some of the kids and how I go, yeah. And her friend so-and-so, she got early decision to Vanderbilt. And she's like, wow, congratulations. Cool. The girl was like, thank you. And she goes, not UNLV. And I just kind of looked at her and I was like, I go, no, it's Vanderbilt. And she's like, no, I know, but UNLV, you know, the University of Never Leaving Vegas. And I just kind of looked at her and I go, I graduated from UNLV.
Oh my God.
I was so offended. I was like, I've never heard anyone refer to it like that before.
I mean, I didn't go to UNLV, but that's actually really funny.
What the heck?
I'm sorry,
it's
Mercedes.
Not funny.
University of Never Leaving Las Vegas.
Never Leaving Vegas. Yeah, I was like, I went to UNLV. And she's like, no, I had just, someone had told me that. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I was offended. And I was like, okay, well, you have a good night. Go enjoy your Christmas party. Get out of here.
And you're still in Vegas. And is that why you're offended?
I mean, you make it sound like I can't leave. Maybe I don't want to leave. Maybe I love it here.
Very,
you know?
True.
702-364-9400. What is something that someone can say that would only insult you if you live in Las Vegas? Robin, what is it for you?
Hi, Mercedes. I hate it when they say there's nothing to do in Vegas besides go to the strip.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's like you are clearly just a tourist, right?
But there is so many things to do here. And there's the mountains, there's Red Rock. It's a normal city just like anywhere else with tons of things to do here.
I almost feel like they don't deserve the explanation because you don't want them to know that. You know what I mean?
Or, I've said it so many times. I should just have like a pre-written list of things to do.
Or Robin, have you ever heard anyone say this? Whenever we go to like DJ school, they'll be like, where are you guys from? We're like, oh, Las Vegas. And she goes, oh, I can't believe people actually live there.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
when I was younger in high school, and they would say that to me. You're like, no, they go, where do you live? And I'm like, I live in Caesar's Palace.
Which hotel are you a part of? I love it,
That's
Robin.
A good one.
Let's talk to Heather. Heather, what is something that someone could say to you that would only insult you if you live in Las Vegas?
Well, I'm a teacher, and when people say Nevada.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh, that's everyone.
Clearly, you're not from here.
Yeah.
That is annoying.
So annoying.
I have a huge beef going on with my aunt because she only calls it Nevada. And I said, it's Nevada. She's like, no, it's from the Spanish word. It's Nevada. And it's like, okay, clearly, yes, it is. But when you live here, we call it Nevada, you know, and she will not budge on that one.
I love that, especially since she doesn't live here and she's arguing.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, so you must like to gamble. I hate when people say that just because I live here. I never gamble. Do you gamble at all?
I don't know how to gamble. I mean, people are coming here. They're like, hey, what is there to do besides gambling? I'm like, are you kidding me? There's so much to do here besides gambling. They're like, oh, you must be a big gambler. I'm like, I don't know left from right when it comes to gambling or slot machines. So no, I don't like, I don't know.
When you moved here originally, is there anything you look back on, like an incorrect assumption that you made of living here, and now you realize it's so not true.
Oh yeah, the winters are freezing. Oh my god, it's so cold. I'm like, why did I move here? I thought it was just really hot.
You came from San Diego, so you're a little biased on that one.
Exactly.
It's Mix 94.1.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Danielle, you are caller 20. You ready to try and conquer the Mega Minute?
Yes.
Let's do this. You have your daughter Addison in there with you. Hi, Addison.
Hi.
Hey, this is very exciting, guys. Four hands are better than one.
Yes.
On the Mega Minute. If either of you guys know the answer to any of these questions, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we are going to move on to the next question. 10 questions, 60 seconds to do all this. You guys ready to get it done?
Yes.
All right.
All right. If you guys are struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And you guys, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the name of Santa's reindeer with the red nose?
Rudolph.
Yes. In what city was Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
Yes. Which actor plays Buddy the Elf?
Will Ferrell.
Yes. What author wrote the book How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Dr.
Seuss. Yes. Who is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Mahomes?
Yes. What potato chips brand slogan is once you pop, you can't stop?
Lane?
No. What singer is known to open the Pinky Ring Bar inside the Bellagio?
Oh, Pat.
Who was just named Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year?
Trump?
Yes. Finish the Christmas lyrics. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight.
Walking into winter wonderland.
Yes. When it comes to texting, what does THX stand for?
Thanks.
Yes. What potato chip brand slogan is once you pop, you can't stop?
Ruffles?
No. What's... Oh, darn it. Danielle, Addison, you guys did so well on this. We just got stuck on two. You literally made it through all 10 questions. Is anyone listening that knew the answer to those two questions we had to pass over? The potato chip brand slogan, once you pop, you can't stop. That's Pringles. Ugh. And then the singer that's known for opening the Pinky Ring Bar inside the Bellagio is Mr. Bruno Mars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a great effort. I love how you guys tag-teamed on that. Addison answered some questions. Danielle answered some questions, but we just couldn't get it done. So that means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets, two of them, to see the amazing show Awakening at Wynn Las Vegas. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
What does everyone think about all these drones that have been sighted? A bunch of unidentified drones continued. The sightings continued over the weekend, and the discussion of the events by federal officials is taking on a slightly different tone now. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said that while many sightings are of unmanned lawful aircraft, there's no question that people are seeing drones. And when asked his opinion on President-elect Trump's call to shoot down drones if they don't know what's going on, he said, we are limited in our authorities. Yesterday, they said that the federal government is sending a drone detection system to New York and that Congress needs to pass a law that will give us the power to deal with the drones directly. That's according to the New York governor. Also, news of this detection system headed to New York came after a drone sighting shut down the Stewart International Airport, which is around 60 miles north of New York City, for about an hour on Friday after the FAA alerted the airport that a drone had been spotted in the area.
I am terrified of drones. I feel like they have like a mind of their own for some reason.
season. And I just, when we were out at the city of Henderson's Winterfest, they had this beautiful drone show. Don't get me wrong. They can make up some great shows. But when they were talking about the drones and what goes behind it, there are a lot of things that we don't know about these drones and how they can affect privacy or whatever it may be. But I'm terrified of them. I do not like them. What is your take on drones?
I mean, obviously, if they're being used to spy, that's one thing. But I love the drone shows. I think they're better than fireworks, quite frankly. I think they look amazing. And I am so impressed with what they're able to do with them. Now, this stuff, a lot of people, I'm seeing a lot of chatter from people saying, hey, this drone activity is meant to distract you from other stuff that's happening. And so I don't know what that even means. I'm just living my little bubble of happiness. And I just try to block it all out. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. I don't know what is going on with this stuff.
I don't like the drones where you can, the ones that have cameras and then they you can see them on your like phone and the quality of them too.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's really good. Like you can, like if I'm getting, you know, changing, they can see everything.
Yeah, they can just come up to your window and just a little sound that they make. It's like, oh my gosh, who is manning this thing? So yeah, we'll definitely keep you posted on that. Also this morning, we mentioned this earlier, another concert, another object thrown at a performer during a performance of What Was I Made For at the Desert Diamond Arena in Glendale, Arizona. Billie Eilish, she was hit by a necklace or a bracelet or something that was thrown from the audience. She was startled by it. She wasn't hurt. She paused very briefly before starting the song and just casually tossed it aside. This is leaving fans just really upset because a lot of the fans there in the audience were shouting no. One person is apologizing. It's just part of this growing trend of objects being thrown at performers. I guess country star Zach Bryan, he recently talked about how frustrated he is and a lot of other artists because he was struck with an object recently too. I don't understand why people are doing that.
And then we just talked about how Jamie Foxx was out to dinner and then he was hit, did you say, by a glass water bottle?
A glass. I don't know if it was filled or not, but yeah. Well, and that was because he got in a fight with the table. Not justified either way. The concert thing, I get you want to get your favorite artist's attention. I understand you bring gifts for them. You want them to have them. But stuff like that, they're throwing their phones at them, hoping they'll take selfies and give them back to them. It's just, it's got to stop. Before we know it, they're going to ban you bringing anything into the arena. And that would really suck. The purses are already tiny as it is. Like, can we just stop doing this?
And I saw a video of that Billie Eilish getting something thrown in her face, and she just took it like a pro.
I know. She really is a pro.
It's as if now celebrities and artists have to prepare for that. It's as if, like, they, you know, something might come to hit my face, and I just got to keep going.
They shouldn't have to, but no. Yeah, I would be so tempted to just walk off the stage and be like, show's over, everybody. All right, finally this morning, crazy story. Her name is Annie New. She's a social media influencer. And she's gone viral after she shared the emotional story of pretending to be her twin sister who passed away 5 years ago so she could protect her grandparents from heartbreak.
No.
Her sister died of viral meningitis, and the family decided to keep the news a secret because they thought it would be too much for her elderly grandparents to handle. So she did this TikTok video, and she showed that she revealed she made holiday calls, and she maintained the illusion for years. She recently disclosed the truth to her grandma on her deathbed this year. Her dad told her that, you know, we can't hold the truth from her. We gotta tell her the truth. And the story is getting a lot of mixed reaction online. A lot of people are expressing a lot of empathy for her and her family's decision. And others question whether it was right to keep such a big secret. What do you think? I mean, was her heart in the right place doing that? Like, she would literally pretend to be her sister just so they didn't have to deal with that heartbreak.
I definitely think her heart was in the right place. It's one of those things, like, you just keep the happiness going, especially maybe during the holidays. Ugh. And not just that, but on the other hand, how cool it would be to be a twin. As if, like, hey, I got this test. I know you're amazing at geometry.
You're the math twin. I'm the language twin. Go take it for both of us.
Yes. Hey, there's this guy that wants to go on a date with me, but I know you like him. Maybe you can go on the date for me. I think that's kind of cool.
I wonder how many times twins pull that off. Yeah. That is hilarious. All right. Coming up next, we are so excited. The Vegas Thrill, our professional women's volleyball team, they are back. getting ready to kick off a new season in January, and we got one of the best players on the league who now plays for our team. Her name is Willow Johnson. She will be joining us in studio next, as usual. I'll have to do my regular pepper warm-up with her,
of course,
in the hallway. But yeah, we talked to Willow Johnson about becoming a part of this Vegas community, her famous dad, Hall of Fame pitcher Randy Johnson, and what we can expect from the upcoming season for the Vegas Thrill. Willow Johnson is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. I cannot tell you how excited I am about the Vegas Thrill second season. They are starting up in January, January 10th, Lee's Family Forum. And we have a new player, a few new players on the team. When I found out this woman was playing for us, my jaw dropped. I was like, no way. We got her. Willow Johnson is here. Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, you played for the Mojo last year. And I was like, oh, man, this girl is too good. I am so glad we got you on our team. How is it being in Vegas?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. Obviously, we live in Henderson, which is like a little outside the strip, which I'm happy about because it's a little bit of a slower life and it reminds me of home a lot. So I'm excited to be here. I love the weather. I love the people and I love my team. And I'm excited for seasons to kick off here soon.
Oh, man. I'm expecting really great things from this team. You guys have so much talent. And you, if you don't play volleyball, there's different positions and you're an opposite. And you're left-handed oppo, which is like, ooh, dangerous. Are you excited to bring your skills to the team this year?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I think, you know, we've been in double days for the past couple of weeks now, and the team's looking really good. Our chemistry is going really well, and, you know, we have our coaches in the gym now, which has been awesome. And, yeah, I'm excited to get on the court with these girls and compete, and I'm super excited to be in Vegas this season, and I think we're going to have a good run this season.
How long have you played volleyball?
I've been playing since I was 9 years old.
Nine years old?
A long time, yeah. I have two sisters, one older, one younger, and my older sister started playing, so that's really what got me into playing.
Did you ever play any other sports?
Oh, yeah, I played baseball, softball.
Well, obviously baseball. If people don't know, your dad is Hall of Fame pitcher, Randy Johnson. Was there a lot of pressure in athletics for you being that you were his daughter?
Oh, for sure. It's nice that I decided to go the volleyball route, though, and not stick in like softball or baseball, which is so similar, because he has no idea what he's talking about at the end of the day, which is awesome. So the only things I really hear from him is the typical, like, take care of your body, make sure you're getting in there and working hard and all that stuff. But as far as the actual sport goes, I could have a terrible game and he's like, you did great. I'm like, thanks, Dad.
That's such a dad thing to do. Are you expecting to have him come to the games? And does he critique your performance even though he doesn't know what's going on?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, I was just playing in Korea and he had just had knee replacement surgery, so he wasn't able to come out there. But I think because I'm so close to home, I know he'll be out here a lot, but he's actually coming the home opener weekend. So,
well,
I'm excited for that.
We're excited to see you guys. I know he's doing photography now, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. He's multi-talented.
Yeah. So he actually went to USC for photography and all that stuff, obviously for baseball as well. And then when he got drafted, I think after his first year of college, he kind of didn't have the time to do it anymore, but now that he's done, he's been doing that. He opened up a art gallery in Phoenix, which I went to, and it was amazing. Sold a ton of pieces, and yeah, I'm just really proud of him.
Well, let's talk more about you. Speaking of multi-talented, what do you think you would be doing if you weren't playing professional volleyball?
So I was actually an art major as well.
Were you really?
Yeah, which is kind of funny, but mine's more on the technology side. So I love like video editing, and I actually love photography as well. So a couple Christmases ago, I got my first camera, so I kind of mess around with that and kind of get tips from my dad, which is awesome. But yeah, I think I'd be doing something in art for sure. I'm musically talented as well. So I play guitar. I've been playing since I was in middle school. So yeah, something along the lines of art and technology, probably.
We're talking to Willow Johnson, our newest player on the Vegas Thrill. And now, your guys' home opener is January 10th, Lee's Family Forum, but you guys are having an open house on the 4th. So we're going to all be a part of that. I'm coming back as the arena host this year,
nice.
So I can't wait for that. Talk about what you guys are going to be doing for that.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just about interacting with the fans and trying to get those people to want to come to our games, and which I think we all have the personalities for it. And just building community, honestly. So I'm super excited to meet the fans and meet people. So I was actually at the Aria last night at Din Tai Fung eating with some of my teammates, and we met season ticket holders, which was crazy. So I think it's all about conversation and just putting yourself out there and talking to the community. And then you will find out that these people are volleyball fans, and it's just awesome. So I'm just excited to meet the fans, meet the community, and honestly be a part of the thrill.
Vegas is such a huge volleyball town, and we're so supportive of our teams. And we're so psyched that you are a part of this team. You're going to notice it. You're going to get recognized everywhere you go. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to give you a name of your team, one of your teammates, and you tell me like one word to describe them. Okay. All right. Hannah Maddox.
Oh, fiery for sure.
Alicia Glass.
Oh, poised.
She is like so focused. I love her. I'm trying to think like who's still on the team, returning players on the team. We have, help me out, Lily. Oh, Berkeley Obled.
Artistic.
She is. She is like the everything girl.
Truly.
Are you looking to like make it, set any goals for this season on what you personally want to do for this team?
You know, I want to be a leader. We have a lot of new girls coming in, not just from different teams in the league, but younger players. And I think now that it's my fifth pro season, I have that vet status.
Yeah.
And so just carrying myself in a different way than I used to, and just being able to help those young girls learn the game and learn what it takes to be the best at this level, and not just like being a great teammate, but like taking care of yourself and like being able to show up for a double day of practice every single day. But I'm just excited to kind of take on like a different role in the leadership position too.
Well, we cannot wait to have you on this team, leading this team, the Vegas Thrill. Really quick, three rapid fire questions, okay?
Okay.
Biggest volleyball ick.
Ooh, ankle socks.
Best candy.
Best candy? Oh, Sour Patch Watermelon.
Song that you have on repeat, and sing a lyric.
Oh, something by Luke Combs. I don't know.
We'll take it. Willow Johnson, thank you. Welcome
to
Vegas.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Again, the season opener, January 10th, Lee's Family Forum. Tickets are still available. You can go to VegasThrill.com and join us at Lee's Family Forum on January 4th for the open house, where you get to actually meet Willow. Man, you could have been a supermodel too, by the way. You're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Man, it has been crazy in here. We had Willow Johnson from the Vegas Thrill join us in studio. JC is out. Steph is running the boards today. So thank you for doing that, by the way. I had to bring you up a question because this poll came out about Christmas gifts and the gifts that you get from Santa every year. When you were a kid, or even still now, when Santa drops off the gifts to you, does Santa wrap them for you, or does Santa just leave them under the tree? They did this poll and they found that older people say that the way he operated when he was a kid was that he would just leave them under the tree, skip the wrapping paper. But the younger generation, like those 25 and younger, say Santa wraps their gifts for them. So I thought that was really interesting. What, not clear, like maybe he got better elves over the years or
True.
Something, and now they're starting to wrap them. But does it matter? Did you know the difference between the Santa gifts and the gifts from the rest of your family?
Oh, I definitely knew when Santa's gifts were there, because leading up to Christmas, my mom was very specific on what kind of wrapping paper, what kind of ribbon, and everything that she wrapped was very meticulous. But then when Christmas morning came, Santa always had wrapping paper that was different from mom and a big red bow on it. So when I saw the red bow, I knew it was from Santa. What about you?
Santa did not wrap our gifts at all. He did not wrap them. If they were unwrapped gifts, that's how we knew that they were from Santa. So like if there was a bike out there, Santa left that bike. If there was a Game Boy and that was unwrapped, just sitting out there in the box, that was from Santa 100%. I mean, he usually brought the best gifts.
Of course.
Not gonna lie. My mom, she got us like the clothes. clothes and stuff like that. My dad, Christmas morning was all a surprise to him because he didn't know what.
Oh, that's what I got
oh,
you.
Oh, this is from us? Oh, that's wonderful. But yeah, Santa's gifts are always the best and they were out there. So if you got yourself, you know, the game Mousetrap or, you know, what were some of the other games? Super Simon, stuff like that.
I love that game.
Oh, man, that was from Santa Claus.
Of course.
The clothes and the socks, that was from my mom.
And dad, apparently.
Yeah, I think so. All right, it is time to win. Let's do this. We are ready to play Heads Up at 702-364-9400, and we are giving you tickets to see Collective Soul live in Las Vegas. It's happening at the Venetian Theater January 17th. You want to go check out the show? Be caller 20 right now. You get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Tiffany, good morning. You're caller 20. How you doing this morning?
Good. I'm excited.
Oh, we're excited too. We are ready to play Heads Up. You're caller 20. We have Collective Soul tickets for you when you win. Woo-hoo. I just need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with Tea Time, Winter Wonderland, Snowstorm, Stop Playing Games, or Merry Christmas?
Let's go with Tea Time.
Tea Time it is. International Tea Day was yesterday. So these are all things that start with the letter T, okay?
Okay.
Okay, JC is out today, so I will be your partner. Are you ready to do this?
I am.
All right, things that start with T. Let's get
all
this
right.
done.
All right, Mercedes, Tiffany, your time, it starts now.
This is a shape. It's not a square, but it's a...
triangle.
Yes. This is when you study to take one of these at school.
A test.
Yes. This is a very exotic location. I'm trying to think of what...
Trinidad, Tobago?
No. Let's pass on that. If you're a vegetarian, you might eat a lot of this. It's...
tofu?
Yes. This is a type of spider that's hairy.
Tarantula.
Yes. This is... if it's not thin, it's this. Like...
Thick.
Yes, this is a holiday in November where we eat turkey.
Thanksgiving.
Yes! You got it! Congratulations, Tiffany! Tiffany with the T. I love it. Thailand was the exotic location. I couldn't think of Bangkok. It was not coming to mind. Yep. And then all of a sudden I thought of it, but we didn't need it anyway. Tiffany, you got it. You are going to see Collective Soul at the Venetian Theater on January 17th. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. We'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up. And stick around because next hour, another 12 days of Christmas. One of you is going to be looking under that tree for something really special. It's day number 11, and that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour on Mix.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Christmas is next week, and if you are buying your gifts, especially for the little ones, experts say there are some toys and accessories you definitely want to avoid giving your kids because they could end up injured. Experts are saying there are 5 toys that you really need to be careful about, or like I said, accessories. Button batteries is number one. You know, those little batteries that look like a disc. A lot of kids will not realize that those aren't candy or something. They look like they might be candies wrapped in foil and they'll put them in their mouths. Those could be extremely harmful. Water beads. Do you know what water beads are?
Water beads. No. What are those?
Water beads. They're these little beads that I think you can use them to like make things out of them, or you put them in like little containers that you fill with water and you put them in there and then you like shake them up and they make all kinds of like designs and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at them.
Yeah,
they're super small
and they look like candy again, so that's something that kids are very likely to put in their mouths. Electric scooters, for obvious reasons, you fall off one of those, you break a bone.
Aww.
That's something you want to be really careful about. Hoverboards is on this list, and then trampolines. Those are the top gifts that experts say can land your child in the ER. Have you ever ended up in the ER because of a toy?
A toy? No, I can't think of a toy. Oh, but my brother. So my brother, he swallowed one of those little toys. You know those little figures? They're super tiny. I mean, think about
it. Like an action figure?
They're not big action figures, but they're little tiny ones that you could put on your desk. Well, he was playing with them, and he swallowed one. And my mom had to shove her fingers down his throat.
Did she get it out?
And she eventually got it out, but they still went to the ER to make sure that he was okay, nothing was ruptured or whatever. But my brother would swallow the most random things.
The only thing that I got injured from was my bike. Fell off my bike, landed on my face day before school picture day.
Oh, no.
So they like turned my face at an angle so much. It looks like I'm looking off to the side just to hide my side of my face that had a big, gigantic scab on it. It was so bad.
No stitches or anything, right?
No, just road rash all up and down my face. And I'm convinced to this day I still have a rock in my face from it. Like, I feel like this little thing, and I swear it's a rock in there, but I've asked the doctors. They're like, no, I think that's just like a, you know, maybe scar tissue from it. And I'm like, it's a rock. There's a rock in my face. I know it.
If only they had AI back then, they could have totally AI your face.
Something is up. I know. Also this morning, Madonna, she's stirring some controversy. She shared some AI generated photos, speaking of AI, of herself and Pope Francis in some intimate poses on Instagram. One image showed the Pope hugging her with a smile. Another showed him appearing to lean in for a kiss. She captioned the post with phrases like, feels good to be seen. She's gotten a lot of criticism. A lot of people think it's ridiculously disrespectful. Another comment was, this is weird as hell. So critics are accusing her of crossing a line, but obviously it's Madonna, and she's literally done that her entire career, crossing lines. And, you know, she said she hasn't commented on this yet, but once she wrote, artists are here to disturb the peace. So I think this is kind of just one of those instances where she's trying to generate some talk here.
I saw the photos of Madonna and the AI with the Pope. I thought they were kind of funny. It's as if he's like the dad and she's the mom or the daughter. And it just felt like a father-daughter type of love in the photos. It wasn't anything like exotic or anything like that. What did you think of the photos?
I didn't really look at them, honestly. I saw one of them, and it just looked like he was whispering a secret into her ear, so I didn't really think anything of it.
I lied. There's a second photo.
I'm looking at him now.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, that one looks like he's trying to kiss her.
The one that where you could see his hands around Madonna's waist.
Okay,
that's a disturbing.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Why is she posting this stuff?
I think it's actually funny.
This is so bizarre. All right. Finally, this morning, Travis Kelce, he really went all out for Taylor Swift's 35th birthday. Sources are saying he spent close to $175,000 on gifts for her.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. Like, that's just way too much.
What did he get her?
So they're saying he spent almost $20,000 for 35 luxury flower arrangements from The Million Roses. They're saying he bought her a rose gold day date 36 Rolex, which goes for over $60,000. He allegedly got her a Tiffany gold split cuff bracelet with a heart engraving on the inside. That cost $22,000. Almost $50,000 for a necklace, pendant, and matching earrings from Van Cleef. And yeah, they're saying there's even more, but that is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to all the stuff that he supposedly spoiled her with for her birthdays. This source says 35 years old is a very important birthday, and he wanted to make sure things were really special for her.
I know you're a big Taylor Swift fan, and so is your daughters, but do you think that he's going to propose to her soon?
I do. I don't know about soon. I do think that I think he's going to propose.
Yeah.
I do think they're going to get married. I feel like they are a good match because he is not threatened by her success. He's got his own success, and he is so supportive of her success, which is, there is nothing more of like a turn on than a guy who loves to see his lady succeed.
Yes.
And is right there applauding her instead of getting jealous of her. Oh my gosh, I love that. So I really hope it works out.
Me too. I've always loved them from the beginning. I know when the news broke about them, me and you were all about them.
Oh my gosh. Tavis forever. Baby.
David, yes.
A lot of people think tipping culture has gotten out of control. We live in a city that depends on tips. A lot of you out there are working for tips every day. 3 out of 4 Americans think that it's out of control, but it doesn't deter people from tipping. They keep doing it. And now a lot of people are trying to figure out, who do you tip for the holidays? Do you tip anyone, like your hairdresser or maybe like your landscaper, anything like that? Do you give out tips or gifts to anyone for the holidays?
So I'm not really good at the gift stuff, but I am, of course, the usual. My person that does my hair, my nail salon, all those typical things, like the drivers. The only thing I don't know about is delivery drivers. I don't know about Amazon. I don't even know if I'll catch them in time to tip them. But if I'm signing something like a FedEx or a UPS, I don't know if I should be tipping those people.
I have not in the past tipped UPS or FedEx, which, if you think about it, you really should, just depending on how much you're ordering to your house for the holidays. But the one that gets me, and who do you tip for the holidays? 702-364-9400. Is there someone that is listening that you feel like you should get tipped, but you don't get tipped for the holidays? Who is it? The people I always wonder about are the mail carriers, like for the post office. I don't know if I'm supposed to tip them or not. And in the past I have, but I tipped them with something they weren't allowed to take. And this was probably presumptuous, and I guess I shouldn't have done it looking back now, but I put a bottle of wine in our mailbox and with a little note and a card, and I was like, Merry Christmas, thank you so much for all that you do. And that was presumptuous of me to assume that they would be a drinker, or, you know, I was just trying to come up with something. And I went to get the mail that day, the bottle was still in there, the card was gone, and there was a note that they left that said, thank you so much for the thought, unfortunately I cannot accept this, but thank you for thinking of me, it means a lot. And they're not allowed to accept wine.
Oh, darn it.
Don't give your postal carrier any wine for the holidays.
I didn't know about this one, and I'm still trying to go back and forth with me and my husband about it, but my husband's parents, they live in the Philippines, and what people do to send back like stuff to the Philippines, their friends and family, is these things called Balik Bayan boxes. You go to LBC, there's a couple locations here in town, you buy a box, and then you fill up the box with different things you could do, like clothes, stuff you can't get in the that you can only get in the United States, like candy or whatever. It's basically like a huge care package. Well, they come today. It's scheduled later today, and they already give you a price. They're like, it's going to be $90 for the large box. And I told James, I'm like, let's get out an extra couple dollars for tip. And he goes, I'm sorry, $90, we're good. No tipping that person. So now when I think about it, I think we should be tipping that guy who comes, because it's a large box. It's like a 40-pound box that he has to be putting into his vehicle.
Well, then my question is, does he work for tips, or is he already getting a salary?
He sounds like he might be getting a salary.
Or is he being paid like more than the tiny amount that, you know what I mean? I don't know how it works. I hate to be presumptuous. Hey, Jessica, good morning. Who do you tip for the holidays?
So I tip my trash guy $20 to take my Christmas tree.
Oh, smart. I didn't even think about that.
Now, where do you leave the $20? Do you go out and give it to him? Because my fear is like I leave it on the trash and then they dump it.
No, I was home when he came.
Smart.
And so I gave him, I said, I'll give you $20 if you take my Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's
done.
That's a deal. I would say that. But like in the past, there's certain days where they come, they don't even get out of the truck, like that claw comes out and it takes it. So what if you left a gift there and it just, you didn't see it, and they dumped it? That's something else. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I'm a hairdresser, and yes, we depend on tips as half our pay. We also appreciate the extra money or gifts for the holidays. And what's the whole protocol on your hairstylist? Are you supposed to give like the cost of one hairstyle or half of that, or what do you do? I always give like a gift card and then like a little candy something, like some sort of wintry candy, like a chocolate Santa or something like that. But I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to give for that.
I'm the worst. The people are gifting me things, like my nail salon person. She's the one giving me gifts. And I'm like, I should be giving you
something.
Wait,
she is?
Yes.
Where do you get your nails done? I want to go. No, just kidding.
Yeah, no, she's so awesome. She owns a little, like, you know, they rent out little salons. Mm-hmm. So she has her own little business. But the last time that I got my nails done, she had a cute little Christmas bag. It had a nail file. It had like a little OPI gel that you could put on top of your nails. She had everything for me. And she goes, I'm giving out stuff for my clients. I'm like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I didn't get you anything.
Oh, did you say that?
No.
Because I always say like, oh, I'll come back with your gift.
And you never do.
It is day number 11 of the 12 days of Christmas. And Casey, you are caller 20. Yeah. You ready to do this?
I can't believe it.
Oh my gosh, this is exciting. There's only like 4 presents left.
Oh my gosh.
Under the Christmas tree. I can't believe it. We've gone through all of these gifts. So I'll just tell you which ones are left. Okay, Casey, you've got number 2. There's number 6. There's number 10. And 21, looks like. So which one of these gifts do you want to select from under the Christmas tree?
I'm going to go with number 6.
Number
6. My favorite number.
Oh, all right. Ooh, this is a little boxy box. Okay.
Oh, it's so cute, too.
It's so tiny. Let's see what's in here. Okay. I love opening presents, even if they're not for me.
I know. It's even better, though, because it's for Casey.
Oh, I know. Okay, let's see here. Open the box. Oh, it's a gift card there, Casey. And this is a gift card for $250 to Living Spaces.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow,
my
awesome. God.
Yay. You can do some damage with this gift card at Living Spaces. I love that place. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Get yourself something special for yourself. That to me is like, I want to get myself like a nice comfy chair or some nice dining set.
Or a little lamp for your desk.
Oh,
yes.
You're going to love that. Casey, congratulations. And the 12 days of Christmas continues. Day number 11, you'll have another chance to pick what's under the Christmas tree with Heather Collins after 5 o'clock. It's Mix. I know. X94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. We are headed out. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Make sure you come back tomorrow. We have more cool stuff to give away, including tickets for you to see Collective Soul. We'll also have, with the Mega Minute, your passes to check out Awakening over at Wynn Las Vegas. And of course, the final day of the 12 days of Christmas, we'll have one of two final gifts underneath the Christmas tree for you to win. Who knows what's left underneath there? We are going to be doing that tomorrow morning right around 9:40. We are headed out. Jay Love is on the way next. Everyone, have a great day.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.